Star Morning Show.
Hot off the wire is brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Our nationwide network of lenders can get you up to $1,000 fast. Don't wait. Get the cash you need from WeFixMoney.com. That is WeFixMoney.com. DMX's camp says he was simply running late for a flight to New York so he could be on the Wendy Williams show when he took a chance, hopped behind the wheel of an unlicensed, uninsured car, and was arrested. Of course, he has a suspended license as well. But both X and Swiss Beatz will be on Wendy today, so you might not want to miss that. Turk is calling out Weezy, Juvenile, Manny Fresh, Birdman, and Slim for not supporting and following his father's death last month. Russ, what do you think about this? He says they wouldn't open their wallets to pay for a funeral cost. Do you think that was their responsibility?
Nope.
Yeah, he says the same thing happened back in 2010 when his brother died. But if you're cool, like if you're like family friends with somebody, you know they don't have the money, maybe you should help out. But if you got beef with him, oh no.
You take the emotion out, it's not their responsibility. What did he do to sit up and plan for that for the future?
Well, AskMen.com says Drake is the sixth most influential man. Jay-Z, number 13, Kanye West, number 41. You think Kanye West deserves to be way...
Should be higher than that.
I think Tito Jackson is...
I think Jay-Z should be before Drake.
Definitely.
Where's Tito Jackson in there?
I don't know if he made it. It's 49. You were 50, yeah. Russ. So you just barely missed it. Yeah. NeNe Leakes tweeted that she might press charges against Kenya for wilding out on her at Cynthia's event. NeNe tweeted that if she had done that same thing that Kenya did, she would have been called all kind of violent, aggressive, and abusive.
Let me ask you a question. You think NeNe's scared of Kenya?
Let me tell you something. Every bully's got the person they're afraid of.
Think so.
Absolutely.
I think she's being smart about it, knowing that she's unpredictable and can Kirk out at any moment.
No, I think she's trying to, NeNe's trying to change
NeNe's
her image.
Big girl. Exactly.
NeNe's trying to pretend she's not, well, maybe she's not the bully that she was in the beginning of her career. She was known as the bully, the violent, the aggressive chick. I think she's trying to get more acting roles. She's trying to be taken more seriously. And she doesn't want to be looked at as a bully.
She got the acting roles because she was a tough girl.
She did, but they didn't last.
Yeah.
Peter Gunn told MTV's Sway that his little backstory is fake. However, he didn't say which part of it is fake. He did say that he did it for the money. He says he was 3 months behind in rent and needed that check. I wonder where these people live that they can be someplace and be three months behind.
Okay. How much is a studio apartment in New York?
Oh, probably like $3,000.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So now you understand, right?
But I'm saying I'm not saying how do you get behind. I'm saying how do you not get put out?
That paperwork usually rolls quicker than that.
Yeah. Money 3 months. How the hell is he not out of that house? That's my question. So Brandon T. Jackson, you know him from Tropic Thunder. You also know him from like the Lightning Thief movies. Right. Well, he was put off a U.S. Airways airline flight. He went to Phoenix. They landed in Phoenix. He was supposed to catch a connecting flight, but they wouldn't let him back on the plane. Made him talk to the police
department.
He was
sitting there drinking a can of booty sweat.
Yeah, maybe. Booty sweat. Maybe. But that he says funny. It's the best movie ever. But anyway, he says they were calling him the N-word. Of course, the airline saying, no, we want nobody calling you the N-word. He was obnoxious and
drunk.
Get
up, Ben.
Yeah, they're like, go ahead with all that. In case you missed it, Kerry Washington hosted the Saturday Night Live. Best ratings since they had Justin Timberlake on in March. Maybe they should try to diversify. Maybe that's a good idea for them.
Yep.
Maybe put more
hot,
black people
she's
on.
Hot right now.
And she's big. She's big, but I'm just saying.
And it's Eminem. Don't forget about Eminem was on.
Eminem, I'm just saying it's some old black
just
people that's
that
big,
out.
Too. I'm out for you. That's how the way you're trying to say I'm racist and I'm not. Every day you try to call me racist, okay? The white people in my family don't think I'm racist. But they've been not saying the N-word. I know you would allow it.
Like them.